This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. $48.79 a barrel. That was the close on crude in New York today. But the people who are really feeling the crash in oil, prices are less than half of what they were a year ago. Those people live way far away from the trading pits and the financial centers. Independent radio producer Todd Melby has been spending some time out in the Bakken oil field in North Dakota, where there are fewer rigs, fewer trucks on the roads, and fewer jobs. Don Williams, who lives and works in the tiny town of Ross, North Dakota, figures the bust could bring at least one positive thing with it.
I hope this downplay hurts the greed. Don Williams, I'm not the famous one, I'm the other one. I work for a transload company there in Ross. We supply frac sand for Halliburton. Come up here 3 years ago yesterday from Missouri and probably be here a whole lot longer if they let us. I understand everybody wanting to make a dollar off the oil boom. I understand that. But we're all up here just trying to make a buck. I took my pickup over to Minot to have it worked on while I flew home. Their service department gave me a ride to the airport. On the ride, me and the shuttle driver were talking, and he was talking about all the money that's being made up here, and I mentioned to him about being ripped off. He said, well, we all know you guys are wanting, you know, making $2,000 a week, and we want some of it. I'm not going to repeat on radio what I said to him. I turned my life completely upside down and around. Hadn't seen my wife for 6 months. Moved 1,100 miles on a maybe it's going to work. He's 50 miles from it. Go get it himself. You know, that's what aggravates me about the being up here. Is, you know, everybody's got their hand out. And they want half of what you make. There's a mobile home for rent. $1,800 a month for a mobile home. And an old mobile home. My wife come up here, we bought the camper trailer, because I am not going to pay $2,500, $3,000 a month for an apartment. So we tried the camper trailer route, and it worked out until it got down to like 50 below. Then we learned that camping in North Dakota does not work in February. When you had to put a pillow up against the side walls, keep your head from freezing on the wall, and the pillow froze to the wall the next morning. That's kind of the way it was. I don't blame people for wanting to make a dollar off of it, but let's get real.
Todd Melby's project, Black Gold Boom, is an initiative of Prairie Public and the Association of Independents in Radio.